Today we're going to begin the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are going to learn Daf Nun Amud Aleph, but we are holding right now on the bottom of Mem Tesen Beis to begin the fourth parak. So we're going to discuss when something that's Avodah Zarah becomes Asur B'Hana'ah, how you mevatel the status of the Asur Hana'ah of Avodah Zarah, and we're also going to talk a little bit in this parak about Yayin of a guy, when it becomes Yayin Nesach and it's Asur B'Hana'ah. So we start with an Avodah Zarah called Markulis, which is a certain type of Avodah Zarah that they would throw rocks at it as a form of worship. So the Mishnah quotes Machlokas by stones that are placed near Markulis, whether they're considered Avodah Zarah and Asur B'Hana'ah like the Markulis itself, or are they totally okay? So Rabbi Shmuel Amar Sholosh Avanim Zu B'Tzadzu, if you have three stones, one next to the other, B'Tzad Markulis, that are next to a Markulis, Asuros, you have to assume that they're Asur B'Hana'ah. Ushtayim, but if you have two stones next to a Markulis, Mutaros, they are mutar b'hana. V'cham omrim sheneirosimo asuros she'ein neirosimo mutaros. Any stones that are next to the Markulis and look like they've fallen off of the Markulis are asur, but if they don't look like they're part of the Markulis or have fallen off the Markulis, they are mutar. So says Gemara, Bishlam Rabbanan. I understand the Rabbanan that they distinguish between stones that are right near the Markulis and stones that do not look like they've fallen off the Markulis, Kasavri Ovdin L'Shvarim. The Rabbanan hold that Ovdei Avodah Zarah will even worship broken pieces of an Avodah Zarah. So the stones near the Markulis, near Rishimo, Dikal Lememar, Minei Nafal, those stones that are right next to it, that you could assume that they likely fell from the Markulis, Asuros are going to be Asur, because they have the same status as a broken piece of an Avodah Zarah. She'ein near Rishimo Mutaros, and if it doesn't look like it came from the Markulis, it's going to be Mutar, because they didn't fall off the Markulis, they have nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah. El Rabbi Shmuel, my Kasavar, but what exactly does Rabbi Shmuel hold on this issue? E Ovdin L'Shvarna, Filu Tartina Militzar. If he holds that Ovdei Avodah Zarah typically worship broken pieces, then even two stones should be asur. E ein ovdin l'shvarim afil tlas lamilo. And if he holds that people do not worship broken pieces of an Avodah Zarah, then even three stones that fall off of Markulis should not be problematic. So how do we explain that shita of Rabbi Shmuel? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, biyadua shenashri menu divrei hakol asuros. Now, if you know that the stones fell off of the Markulis, everyone would hold that it's asur. Afil mandi amrei even if you were to hold that people that generally Avodah Zarah do not worship broken pieces, that's only in Avodah Zarah where it's not the derech to worship its broken parts. But if it's the derech, it's the normal way to worship such an Avodah Zarah, then everyone would agree that it's going to be problematic, that those stones are going to be problematic. So any stones that fell off of the Markulis that you know have fallen off of the Markulis are for sure going to be asur. Ki pligi b'stamah, the whole machlokas is only by stamah, and if you don't know if it fell off of the Markulis or not, and even by stamah vanim, it's not necessarily so obvious that they argue. B'mukrovos nami dikal memra minei nafal divrei hakol asuros. If they're very close by, where it's clear that they fell from the Markulis, for sure it's going to be asur. Ki pligi b'meruchakos, they only argue when the stones are somewhat far, somewhat distant from the Markulis, more than an amma away, even within Dalarams, but more than an amma away, where it doesn't seem like they fell from the Markulis. So before we finish explaining what the Tutstadim of this Machlokas is, the Gemara says, Vaha Bitzad Markulis Katani. But didn't it say Bitzad Markulis? How can you say, therefore, that it's not right next to the Markulis, that we're talking about a case where it's distant from the Markulis? Says Gemara, My Bitzad? Bitzad Arba Amos today. No, by Bitzad we mean Bitzad Arba Amos. But so it's within Dalet Amos, but it's more than an Amma away. So that's considered Bitsido, even though it's far enough away that there's no way it's unlikely that it had fallen from the Markulis. So now we explain the Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Savar. Rabbi Shmuel holds in such a case where it's more than an Amma away from the Markulis, Osin Markulis Katan, Bitsan Markulis Gadol. We have the right to assume that it's the Derech of Ovdei Avodah Zarah to make a small Markulis near acquire a larger Markolis in order to create a greater tribute to the Avodah Zarah. So even though they're somewhat at a distance from the larger Markolis, we can assume that they had put this there to make like a miniature Markolis. So Shalosh D'damyan L'Markolis Asuros. So if there are three stones that would make up a miniature version of a Markolis, that's going to be Asur. But Shtayim Mutaros. But if you have two stones, that doesn't look at all like a Markolis, and that's going to be Mutar. V'Rabbanan Savri Enos and Markolis Katan B'tzah Markolis Gadol. The Rabbanan say, no, that's not a thing. They would not make a small Markolis next to a large Markolis. Loshna Shalosh, Loshna Shtayim. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference whether there are three stones or two stones. Niros Imo, if they're very close to the Markolis Asuros, they're going to be Asur. Shein Niros Imo Mutaros. But if they're not very close to the Markolis, then even if they're within Dalet Amos of the Markolis, it's going to be Mutar. So the Gemara asks on this explanation of Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Yochanan seemed to assume that if they definitely came from the Markolis, then they're for sure Asur, according to everybody. Amar Mar, B'yadua Shinoshim Menu Divrei HaKol Asuros. You said that if you know that these stones came from the Markolis, everyone would hold the Rasar. Uriminu, but I'll ask you Stira, Avanim Shinoshim and Markolis Nirosimo Asuros Nirosimo Mutaros, Avanim that fell from Markolis, if they appear together with the Markolis, they're going to be Asur, but if they don't appear together with the Markolis, then they're going to be Mutar. Rabbi Shmuel Lomar, Shalosh Asur, Shtayim Mutaros, and Rabbi Shmuel holds three are going to be Asur, two are going to be Mutar, and even if it's Niros Imo, so you see that Rabbi Shmuel and Lacham have this machlokas, even when you know that the stones fell from the Markolis, because according to the Chamim, if they are not Niros Imo, they're Mutar, because they're not Ovid the Shvarim, they don't worship broken pieces, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, two are going to be Mutar, because it's no longer Markolis. So the Gemara answers, Amar Avalotema Shenashru. The Braisa shouldn't have the word Shenashru, where it sounds like they came directly off of the Markolis. Eleima Shenim Tzu. No, the word in the Braisa should be Shenim Tzu, that you found it nearby the Markolis. So the Gemara now asks on what Rabbi Yochanan goes on to say, that according to Rabbi Yishmael, two stones that are found within Dalet Amos of the Markolis are Mutar. The Savar Rabbi Yishmael, Shtayim Mutaros, does Rabbi Yishmael really hold the two stones within four amos of Markolis are Mutar? Vatanya, but don't we have a braisa that Rabbi Shmuel Omer? Rabbi Shmuel says that Shtayim b'tfisalo, if you have two stones within the distance of a tfisa to the Markolis, Asuros, Shalosh afilum ruchakos Asuros, and three stones, even if they're more distant than a tfisa from the Markolis or Asur, tfisa, we assume, means Dalet Amos. So you see that according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's Asur against what Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rav Lokash, no, it's not a stira. Kan b'tfisa achas, kan b'shtei tfisos. Ve'echidam hidika gova, beini ubeini. The Braisa is talking about where it's the distance between the stones and the Markolis is where you can grab them from the place of the Markolis with one tfisa. So even two are going to be asur, both according to Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, because it's considered to be nirus imo, whereas the Mishnah is talking about shtei tfisos, that the distance between the Avanim and the Markolis is shtei tfisos. You can't grab them with one tfisa from their place. So that's talking about a case where there's a mound in between the Avanim and the Markolis. There's some sort of barrier in between them. So in such a case, even though they're within Dalet Amos of the Markolis, they're considered to be distant from it, and we don't assume that it fell from the Markolis, so you can't asur it as if it were a broken piece of the Markolis. But three stones are going to be asur according to Rabbi Shmuel, because they make up their own miniature Markolis. So yeah, within Dalet Amos, it sort of depends. It depends if it's if it's likely that it could have fallen from the Markolis or not. If there's a barrier, it would not have fallen from the Markolis. So the Gemara says, wait, Rabbi Yochanan says three stones are considered Markolis Katan, Markolis Ki Agav Nami Havi. Is three stones that are placed next to each other considered a Markolis? Vatanya Elu Hein Avni Beis Kolis, Achas Mikan Vachas Mikan Vachas Al Gabehen. Now, the way they would make a Markolis is that they would position the stones as like a tripod. So it doesn't make sense sense to say three stones next to each other would qualify as a Markolis. So Amrava Kitanya Hi Beikur Markolis. That brisa that says that a Markolis is only when it's like a tripod, that's talking about the main Markolis. But when they would make a miniature Markolis right next to the main Markolis, then in a chinami, they wouldn't always make it as a tripod. Even three stones next to each other would be problematic. So I guess the main point over here would be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, any stones that fell from Markolis are automatically aser. The whole machlokas is when you find stones that didn't fall from Markolis but are somewhat nearby the Markolis. That Rabbi Shmuel holds it's still aser because it's a Markolis katan. It's a miniature Markolis, and the Chum say that no, that's going to be mutter. They don't make miniature Markolises. Now the Gemara brings a story about getting Hana'a from the stones of a Markolis, and whether you can be Mevatel, these Israel of a Markolis. Bei Yanai Malko Charuv, the house of Yanai HaMelech was destroyed. Asu of the Kuchavim, Okumu Bei, Markolis. So of the Kuchavim came, and they set up a Markolis over there. Asu of the then other of the Chavim came, Delo Palchil Markolis, who don't worship the Markolis, Sheklinu, and they took those stones that were set up as a Markolis, V'chipu ben drachim, V'sitartaos, and they used those stones to pave roads and to make paths with those stones. So because they don't believe in Markolis, so they ripped it apart and instead used it for paving. So there's a Machlokas. What if someone has to go on such a path? Does the bittul of the second group of Avdei Chavim help? So Ikar Rabbanim de Parshi, Ikar Rabbanim de Lo Parshi. Some Rabbanim did not go on those paths, and other Rabbanim did not refrain from going on those paths. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Benan Shel Kedosha Mahalech Alehen, Anan Nefrosh Me'an. So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, if even the famous Benan Shel Kedoshim would go on such paths, why would we not go on such paths? Meaning, we're going to be more frum than the guy that they called Benan Shel Kedoshim. Mani Nihu Benan Shel Kedoshim. Who is the person that was known as Benan Shel Kedoshim? Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Simai. Vamai Karle Benan Shel Kedoshim. Why did they call him Benan Shel Kedoshim? Tafilu B'tzursa D'zuza L'mestakel. He wouldn't even gaze at the tzura, at the image on a matbeya, on a coin that people would use. My time at the Manda Parish. Now, what was the svara for those who would not walk on such a path? How do we know that a tekrovus avod zara, even if a guy does a maisa to be mevatelit, it can never become batel? And we darshin ma meis ein lo betelo liolam. Just like a meis is asher b'hanah forever, and there's no way to be mevatel that isra hanah from a meis after tekrovus avod zchav mein lo betelo liolam. So too, Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, even if they subsequently use it for something else, will never be batel. So by Markolis as well, since the Derech Avodah of Markolis was to throw rocks to it, those rocks are not considered the Avodah Zarah itself, which can become batel, but they're considered Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, which cannot become batel. And therefore, even though some other Ovdei Kochavim came and used them as pavement stones, they're still lesser. Uman Delo Parish, and the people who would utilize those roads, Amar Be'ina Ke'in Panim Veleka. Be'ina Ke'in Panim Veleka. They would explain that the Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, you're right, can never become batel, but the stones that were thrown on the Markolis are not Tekrovus Avodah Zarah, because in order to be Tekrovus, you need them to be like a Hakrava Bifnim, like a Zvicha of Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So only with such things that they're Ovid, that you would be Ovid Hashem within the Beis HaMikdash, so such types of things would be considered in the parallel, the Havdil, would be considered to Krovus Avodah Zarah. And by these stones, it's not Shaykh to say, there's no Avodah Pnim that relates to stones, and therefore you cannot call these stones to Krovus Avodah Zarah, they have to be Avodah Zarah itself, and Avodah Zarah itself can in fact become batel. So main point number two over here will be that if Markolis stones were taken by Goyim and used as pavement, and used as paving stones, some would say that it's Aser, it's still Aser because it has a status of Tekrovus Avodah Zarah. And others, including Benan Shel Kedoshim, would say that it's Mutter because it has a status of Avodah Zarah itself, which can become batel. Amrav Yosef Rabba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yirmiyah La'asrin, Rabba Bar Yirmiyah came to our place. Va'asa va'aisi masnisa bi'adein, he came with a brisa to teach in the base measures, and it went as follows. Ovid Chavim Shevi Avadim and Arakolos, V'chiva Ben Drachim, if an Ovid Chavim brought stones from the Arakolos and used it for paving roads, or satrios, and to pave other paths, mutaros, their mutar, because he has been mevatel the status of Avodah Zarah from it. But Yisrael Shevi Avadim and Arakolos, V'chiva Ben Drachim, V'satrios, Asuros, and Yisrael, who does the same, those paths are going to be Asur, because only a guy is able to be Mevatel on Avodah Zarah, but a Jew cannot be Mevatel the Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was bothered by this price of Veles Nagar, Velo Bar Nagar, De Perkine. He says, I don't know any Chacham or a Ben Chacham who can answer this price. So the Gemara explains what was so difficult about this price. Amrav Sheshes Ana, Lo Nagar Ana, Velo Bar Nagar Ana, Perkine Le. I could answer this, Brisa. I'm no great wise man, but I could answer it. My kushile, what's so hard to understand about this Brisa? Derav Gidol be'ino ke'in pnim v'leka. Because the Rav Gidol says the Krovus Avodah Zarah can never become batal, so how could a guy be mevatal the Avnei Markulis by using it for roads? So we could answer be'ena ke'in pnim. In order for something to be usher as the Krovus Avodah Zarah, it has to be ke'in pnim, it has to have some sort of parallel in the Beis Hamikdash v'leka, and this doesn't. So the Brisa distinguishes between a Yisrael who cannot be mevatal the stones of Markulis and a guy who can. He found this Brisa very difficult, because l'chora, the stones of Markolis have a status of tekrovus Avodah Zarah, where even a guy shouldn't be able to mevatel it. But we answer that no, it doesn't have a status of tekrovus Avodah Zarah, it has a status of Avodah Zarah Atzma, because tekrovus would only be shaykh for those things that have some sort of parallel in the Mikdash. This has no such parallel in the Mikdash. So we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem next time we'll pick up here on Nun Amid Beis.